Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Do you ever feel like just giving up? One of our friends wrote saying that he had prayed about something and God didn't answer his prayer, so he was just giving up on prayer. Perhaps you too have wondered about the validity of some of those promises. Everyone at some time or another feels overwhelmed by discouragement and is tempted to say, "Hey, I'm just not the kind. It may work for others, but not me." Hold on. Temptation is no sin. But believing what you know is untrue is. And because I've been there, let me focus on some of the promises you will find in God's Word and help you to better understand them. First, while some of the promises of God found in the Bible were given to certain individuals and are not for public consumption, most of the 32,000 promises in this book are given to God's children everywhere. By the term God's children, I mean those who have come into a personal relationship with God through His Son, who are believers. A college professor once told me, "I don't like it when you exclude some people from being God's children." Well, it was not I who made that exclusion, but the writer of Scripture long ago. John wrote that a believer in Jesus Christ is adopted into God's family, and therefore his promises, like a father to his child, are special promises to his children. The first obstacle that I had to cross was the fact that all of God's promises don't have a timetable attached to them. In other words, I usually want the answer to my prayer request right now. If I had wanted the answer tomorrow, I would have waited until tomorrow morning to have asked for it. I'm somewhat like the person who prayed, "God, please give me patience and give it to me right now." God's timetable is different from yours because He is free of the constraints of time and space. We are not. So we impatiently ask God to perform right now because we are afraid tomorrow will be too late. The response of faith is to continue to believe that God has heard us and that He will answer our prayers according to His timetable, not ours. Another consideration is that God's promises are resting on His integrity, so you can be sure of their validity. "God is not a man that he should lie," says Numbers 23:19. But when you pray about something and then worry as though there were no God, you are really saying, "God, I'll give it a try, but I'm not sure you can be trusted." Paul knew something about having to wait on God, and he wrote, "Though we deny him, yet he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself." Now, a final thought. The promises of God, all of them, are circumscribed or surrounded by His faithfulness. When Sarah of old was 90, she brought forth a son, 50 years beyond the normal age for childbearing. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, says the New Testament, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Unlike men who make promises or tell you things or sign covenants or agreements or contracts, and they're often broken before the ink is dry, God honors His word. The word of our God shall stand forever, and forever is a long, long time. Friend, don't despair when trouble confronts you. Tie a knot in the rope of hope and hold on. God knows where you are right now. And when you face tomorrow, He'll be there to meet you. God is not a man that He should lie. You can trust Him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.